The White House has won an important court victory. A federal judge yesterday threw out a lawsuit brought by the General Accounting Office against Vice President Dick Cheney, a lawsuit aimed at finding out what energy industry lobbyists Cheney and his staff met with when formulating the Bush administration's energy policy. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
Before there was September 11th, there was a brewing alleged scandal about President Bush and Vice President Cheney's connections to the energy industry and how those connections played out in the formulation of the administration's energy policy. As Enron came crashing down, Vice President Cheney acknowledged that he'd had at least six meetings with Enron executives about energy policy. Egged on by environmental groups who said they were being all but shut out by the White House, congressional Democrats demanded an investigation. And the nonpartisan investigating arm of Congress, the GAO, began amassing information. When GAO investigators got to the White House, though, they hit a brick wall. The vice president's office, which had been coordinating energy policy, refused to disclose the names of industry lobbyists who had met with the vice president and his staff. The GAO, headed by the Comptroller General of the U.S., David Walker, went to court. Walker, a Reagan Republican, argued that without enforcement power in court, any agency he sought information from could tell him to take a hike. But yesterday, the GAO lawsuit was dismissed by federal judge John Bates, a Bush appointee. Bates said that the GAO had not demonstrated that it had suffered a specific injury and thus had no right to get in the courtroom door. The judge acknowledged that the criteria he was imposing as a condition for bringing suit might seem, as he put it, overly protective of the vice president and the executive branch at the expense of the legal responsibilities of the GAO and the constitutional obligations of Congress to conduct oversight of the executive branch. But, he said, the question is not who's right and who is wrong in this dispute, but whether the courts should resolve the dispute at all. Such an excursion by the judiciary, said the judge, would be unprecedented and would fly in the face of the constitutional role of the courts. Reaction was swift and often bitter. Democratic Congressman Henry Waxman of California, who spearheaded the probe into the administration's energy policy, was indignant.
Under today's court ruling, Americans can't even learn the identity of energy lobbyists who asked for special favors in the White House energy plan. It's an ominous decision. It defies fundamental and traditional American values of open government.
And Carter Phillips, the lawyer for the GAO, said that if yesterday's ruling becomes the law of the land, Congress will be a toothless tiger, and that all government agencies will have a hard time enforcing the law. If a government institution has to show it has suffered individual harm, he suggested, industry will have a free ride, or, as he put it, you might as well close the doors of the Justice Department. But the Bush administration was pleased with the ruling. A spokeswoman for the Justice Department praised the decision as one that respects the right of the president to have an independent decision-making process. There was no immediate word on whether the GAO will appeal the decision, but GAO sources said Comptroller Walker felt strongly that such a broad ruling as Judge Bates must be appealed if the GAO is to retain any clout at all. Without the right to go to court, he is said to have opined, the agency would become nothing more than a supplicant. The administration, though, is equally determined to protect itself from the prying eyes of Congress, the press, and the public when it is determining policy. Meanwhile, there are two other lawsuits being brought against the administration seeking the same Energy Task Force information. And those lawsuits, brought by two public interest groups, one liberal and one conservative, come under two other laws and have proved more successful so far before a different judge. The administration, however, is equally determined to derail those lawsuits, too. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.